Betches Media presents.
Will you suck
I'm lit.
To fix this water problem?
Sorry to this man.
You can have 100 people in the room.
And I, oh, goodbye, Kyle!
At Betches.
Rise and shine.
Hey guys, welcome to the At Betches podcast. I'm Kay Brown. I'm also co-host of the Bachelor podcast.
I'm Dylan Hafer, co-host of Mention It All.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld, also co-host of Mention It All podcast.
Guys, what a week. We made it to Thanksgiving. It's officially the holidays.
It's officially the holidays, isn't it?
Shit. Which feels so bizarre because this year has just been like non-existent. But, you know.
Does that mean we don't have to get anyone anything for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. No one's getting anything.
Okay, good.
I like haven't even thought about gifts, which is probably a good thing that you brought it up because
like if I didn't bring it up to you right now, you would not know.
I mean, it's not like I would have completely forgotten, but it's like, I should probably start considering looking at holiday gifts.
Black Friday's coming up.
That's true. That is true. I feel like throughout this whole quarantine, I've spent all my money on myself, though. Therefore, I have no money to spend on anyone else.
That's very true. I have not saved nearly as much money as I imagined I would during this period. but we have a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about the Grammy Award nominations and Taylor Swift's new concert movie. We have all of the social media platforms are just ripping off features from each other at this point, and it's a lot to keep track of. And we're going to talk about our favorite Thanksgiving foods, our least favorite Thanksgiving foods, and just talk about Thanksgiving. But before we get into it, Kay, can you tell us what's going on at Betches?
Yes. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the Bachelor Breakdown newsletter. I host the Bachelor podcast, and tonight is another episode of The Bachelorette, which has been a thrilling season thus far. But we are giving you all the info that you need every week on everything that's happening in Bachelor Nation. So you can subscribe to our newsletter at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. And we will give you all the information, but also make sure you check out our podcast out every Wednesday. It's great. Me and Chris Burns, Fat Carrie Bradshaw, living our lives.
Love that. And guys, don't forget to check out Shop Betches. We have a huge holiday collection. It's shop.betches.com. We have tons of stuff. Speaking of gifting and not having any money to spend, you should go here. We have candles, wine glasses, tons of giftable items. If you are traveling home for the holidays, we have some travel items for you as well, but remember to stay safe while doing it. But yeah, go to shop.betches.com and check out our gifting items.
Love it. I will definitely check it out because, like I said, I have not put 1 ounce of thought into holiday gifts yet. And Christmas is in like a month, so you should probably get on that.
Hanukkah is actually very early this year. I asked my family. Yeah, I was like, when's Hanukkah this year? I think it's like the second week of December. This year.
How does it have different?
Because there's a let's have an education. There's a Jewish calendar.
Judaism 101.
So there's a Jewish calendar. So the calendar changes every year. So it's when it falls on that calendar is when it is.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sometimes
so Hanukkah reach out to like me if you have any questions.
Sometimes it's like end of November. It can be really early.
Yeah, but I prefer when it overlaps with Christmas. It's more fun that way.
Yeah. I remember I went to school growing up. There were a lot of Jewish kids at my school, and there were always those kids who would like take days off of school if Hanukkah like didn't overlap with winter break. And it's like, oh, okay. Like it's weird how it like, you don't, I don't know.
Get off like, for Hanukkah. Yeah.
It's just right. Like Christmas break. I don't know.
Anyway.
Let's talk about the Grammy nominations. They came out like 2 hours ago.
Literally.
They were just rolling in. They have so many categories. Every time the Grammy nominations happen, I start scrolling and I'm like, what the like chamber music duo, like classical orchestrations. I'm like, damn, there are way too many categories.
That's why I feel like every time I go on Instagram and there's like a random person with like a semi decent amount of followers and they're like Grammy nominated, I'm like, when? I was like, I've literally never heard of you.
Well, and you see all these celebrities who have all their Grammys like out in their house and you're like, when did you even win all of those? It's like they're not always announced like at the show or whatever. We don't always see. They don't like just have like best album, best record, or
John Legend. is winning like a million Grammys, but they're only showing like one of them on TV.
Oh my God. Not fair.
So this year there were like some interesting surprises with the nominations. Notably, The Weeknd was not nominated for a single award, which is kind of crazy because whether or not you are paying attention, Blinding Lights is the biggest chart hit of 2020 and he got not one single nomination.
Wait, how is that? Because I feel like he's been performing, like you said, like everything. He's everywhere. He just performed at the AMAs.
He won an American Music Award last week, but maybe
last night or two nights ago.
Oh, it was I don't know what day it is.
What day is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I never know the reasonings for any of that or the nominations, even though I feel like I should, but, right. And then it's like, how do they feel? It's one thing not to win, but it's another thing not even to be like nominated.
Right. And not even for like a smaller category, like R&B solo performance. Like he didn't even get one of those, like, you know, kind of genre categories where it's like his competition might not be quite as stiff. It's just like, I want to know like who at the Recording Academy he pissed off. I feel like they like hit a box of ballots or something.
We need a recount.
Oh no.
Stop the steal.
But I am curious as like how out of all of the awards and stuff that he did not get anything.
It feels random.
And Harry Styles.
Harry Styles got a few. He didn't get snubbed as bad as The Weeknd, but no. Like
Harry Styles just got the cover of Vogue. Okay. Like,
it's but how in the year 2020 is Coldplay getting nominated for Album of the Year and Harry Styles is not?
Ew.
Like, who? Like, I literally had no idea Coldplay had an album.
Still but, existed.
Okay. So here's the thing, though. There are people that do. No,
well, that Coldplay.
No, but I'm saying, so it's so crazy how Harry Styles is so young and has like a different audience. And I feel like we always like forget about that stuff. And didn't this happen? Remember the year it happened with Kanye and Taylor and who's the guy that won Artist of the Year? Begins with a B. Why am I forgetting what his
name
is?
That was at the VMAs.
Regardless. Remember that happened? What was his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
Okay. I will circle back about that.
No, I mean, like, I know that the Grammys aren't just like, it's not the AMAs where it's like pop music voting awards. Like, right. It's meant to be more like wide ranging, but it's interesting to me when like, I don't think anyone was really like, nobody thinks Coldplay is like in their prime.
No.
Whereas like Harry Styles is like, so like, I don't know. I don't even care about Harry Styles that much. I just think it's like weird.
It's very much the year of Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I mean, like this, I don't know.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
One thing that was really distressing to me when I found out, guys, Dr. Luke got a Grammy nomination this year. Famously, the producer Kesha accused of sexual assault. He kind of like disappeared and then has like low-key resurfaced uses different names for his like production now. So he has like aliases basically. And he produced Say So by Doja Cat and got a Grammy nomination. And it's like, why are we letting this...
And yeah, this man,
yeah,
back in. Like, there are other producers.
There are so many other options.
There are a lot, guys, circling back, it's me. It was Beck at the Grammys who did win Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
That Beck was like, whoa.
Right. Cause it's like, they always have like rock music and like alternative music where it's like the AMAs, like nobody's like coming for Taylor Swift's crown. Like,
right. No.
Taylor Swift's crown. They better not.
Wait, can we talk about Justin Bieber? Because this thing he posted on Instagram was so funny to me. So he got nominated for a few categories, but the one that he was posting about is Best Pop Vocal Album, which is like, it's like Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Dua Lipa.
Huge people.
And, right. It's like a major category. He got nominated for his album Changes, which, to be honest, I thought was kind of mediocre, but that's not the point.
I agree.
He posted this long ass notes app message, which he typed in bold font, which is like creepy to me anyway, about how he was like super appreciative for the nomination, but he was confused because he meant for it to be an R&B album. And he's like, I worked so hard and I always loved R&B and blah, 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 blah. And thanks for the nomination. But like, I'm so confused.
Okay, here's the thing about that. The number one, that he took the time to do that, but I feel like there's other people he could have reached out to, like, to let them know. But
not also, Instagram.
Right. Like, there's nothing we could do about it, Justin. I'm sorry. But it is true. If you put, like, the time and effort, and he even mentioned the instruments that were used and everything. So, like, was this a mistake? Like, was this a mix-up? Or is this just his thought? Or was this supposed to be an R&B album nomination?
Well, I believe that that's what he intended. And like, I think when it comes to the Grammys, like, I think you just submit, like, I think you submit the album and they just do whatever they want with it. I don't think you're like, I'm filling out my form for best R&B album. And then they put it in like the pop filing cabinet. Like,
I also am like, when I think Justin Bieber, I'm not, oh yeah, R&B, like, oh yeah, he's like pop yeah. music. Like, this is his bread and butter. Like, I don't know unless he specified, told his manager to be like, hey, make sure that I'm in this cat. What?
Scooter Braun like, checked the wrong box.
Oops. Yeah, Scooter Braun is probably looking for a new job right now.
I feel like Devil Wears Prada, where it's like a million girls would kill for this nomination. Just suck it up.
It's weird because even in the caption, he says, please don't mistake this as being ungrateful. These are just my thoughts. Take them or leave them. Thanks for the people who fought for me or to even have any nominations. It's like, yeah, but it still seems so selfish.
I wish my life problem was that I was getting not the Grammy nomination I wanted.
Right.
I mean,
but
listen,
still getting one.
Yeah. He has a different level of problems than we do. I will never be like, shit, my album was supposed to be like country. That will like, I can promise. I know people say never say never. That will never happen.
I mean, so Taylor Swift also got a bunch of nominations. Mm-hmm. I think well-deserved. Folklore was like such a good album. And she also announced today out of nowhere that she is dropping a Folklore concert movie in like
special
low-key session thing on Disney Plus tonight, and
I started shaking when
she posted. The thing about Taylor Swift is that like I have mixed feelings about her sometimes. Like, I'm not like Taylor Swift's biggest fan, but when she does like acoustic performances and stuff like this is, that's like what she's best at to me. And so I'm very excited. This is like exactly the like wintry vibe I feel like I need right now. I'm really into it.
I know. And I want to like, as soon as I found out, I was like, oh, maybe I'll save it for like the weekend or something.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I'm going to watch it fucking tomorrow morning. Like,
yeah, right.
I need more things to keep coming out like this. So we have things to like keep watching. I'm stressing out every night with my roommates. So,
well, Go ahead. I was going to say I am one of Taylor Swift's biggest fans. And this me like really happy because I love seeing her in her element. It's like she's not around anyone. She's with like two people and they're just like talking. And it's very, although I want to say it's organic, but they're being filmed. So who knows? But everything she does is like beautiful.
I watched yesterday the new Shawn Mendes documentary on Netflix. And it's, you know, it's fine. There's a lot of Camila Cabello, which I don't know how I feel about. She kind of rubs me the wrong way. But
yeah,
it's interesting, though, because like it was more about like following him on tour for the year. And like, of course, there are like some interesting moments and stuff. But overall, it's like I don't truly care that much. Whereas this, it's like I just want to watch an hour of Taylor Swift like sitting on a stool playing her songs.
Yes, yes, right. Yes.
Well, speaking of that, Nicki Minaj has a documentary coming out on HBO Max, which I am like, I don't know if they announced the date, to be honest. I really don't remember, but holy shit.
They didn't announce the date yet because she announced it last Friday was the 10-year anniversary of her first album, Pink Friday, which just feels crazy.
Crazy.
So she announced
Pink Friday like, Reloaded was my favorite.
As like a special surprise, she was like, I'm doing this docuseries on HBO Max, which I'm like, okay, Nicki. Nicki Minaj is one of those people where I roll my eyes at a lot of the stuff she does. But at the end of the day, I'm still like,
she's great.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Same. And I feel like the documentaries are like the new celebrity thing. Like if you don't have a documentary about you, like you're no one. You're no one.
And you know, right. If it's on HBO, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be balls to the wall.
Did either of you see Amy Schumer's HBO Max miniseries earlier this year? It was really good. It was about when she was pregnant. It's very like Expecting Amy. It's very like nitty gritty about pregnancy. So like there's some like moments where I was kind of like, I don't need to see this. But it was very like interesting.
I appreciate that she did her whole pregnancy journey because it was like rough what she went through. But as a like she's not like my favorite like person.
It felt very different than watching her stand up, I will say, because it's okay. Like it was like a lot of her at home, like her struggling with this stuff. Her husband is on the autism spectrum, and so there was a lot of really interesting stuff about that. I don't know. I like when celebrities kind of shed whatever like persona they have and do these like kind of intimate things. Taylor Swift's documentary on Netflix was really good too.
Was so good. And going back to Taylor Swift for like half a second, I'm loving her new look. It's sort of like her hair is not super blonde. It's just like in like a braid, kind of curly bangs.
The like shaggy bang.
Yeah. Like the picture of her and Paul McCartney on the cover of Rolling Stone. Oh, like that look was so like, I'm loving the way she looks right now.
Iconic.
She's one of those people who's gone into quarantine and like, she hasn't like let herself go, but she's let herself kind of just like dress exactly how she wants. And it's nice. It's feels very like inviting.
Let yourself go like this.
You know, we all look fabulous right now. That's the truth. They can't see us.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic Brew is a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Okay, let's talk about some of these social media features that have been unveiled in the last week.
Okay,
because
yes.
I feel like I'm getting a headache. So last week, Twitter launched a new feature called Fleets, which
I'm sick.
It's like a tweet, but it's fleeting, meaning that it's an Instagram story, which was also ripped off from Snapchat stories. So it's like a 24-hour thing that disappears. And then yesterday, Snapchat announced a new feature that is basically exactly like a TikTok.
Oh, so, come on.
Wait, you know the funniest thing is that no one ever talks about Facebook stories. Remember when Facebook added stories, which is the same thing that's Instagram? It's bizarre.
It's best we don't talk about Facebook stories.
Facebook stories is weird because it's like, I think they just added it after they bought Instagram. So they're like, put it here too. But the only people I know that post Facebook stories are like random people from my hometown. And so if I ever click on the Facebook stories, I'm like, I have not thought about these people in 7 years.
Also, my ex used to post on Facebook stories, but only because he had his Instagram linked up to his Facebook.
Well, and that's so the ones
would, like,
I see.
Post both of them. And I'm like,
The funny thing, though, is when you post both, if you have like a poll or like a, you know, like something interactive on your story, it shows up, but it doesn't work.
Also, just don't post it to your Facebook story. It's not for that.
I kept saying, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Why are we posting on Facebook?
I feel like all of these social media apps, like, I'm sure they have a lot of pressure to be adding new features and like coming up with innovations and stuff, but it's very... it's very interesting to me how frequently we are seeing these features get ripped off. Because I remember, I mean, we have Instagram has added Reels. And like, I like Reels. I think it's like a cool tool. But at the same time, it's like, it's TikTok. And then, I mean, stories initially were on Snapchat. I remember
in
2014 or something, it was like, what the fuck is a story? And then all of a sudden it's on Instagram and everyone's using it.
Instagram stories came out literally as I was like, as I started at Betches, like it really like came out as I started at Betches. And so we were like, okay, what are we going to do with this? And then I'm like, and so we had to, then it turned into my entire fucking job for 4 years.
The evolution of these is so funny because Snapchat is Snapchat. That never changed. And then like once Instagram got these stories, everyone was like, what the hell? So do I never use Snapchat again? Like, what do I do? Like, I don't know what to do. And now that Instagram has all of these features, it's like, part of me is like, can we just stick to one? But then all the other social media platforms are obviously going to fend for themselves and do whatever they need to do because they still have users. But it's so...
I remember when I was in college, like some of the time that I was in college was when Snap stories were really big and people's Snap stories, like going through after like a weekend night, watching Snap stories was like carnage. Like it
carnage.
Was because people treated it like it was this like disappearing thing in 24 hours and nobody was going to see it. And like, I don't know, like people, I mean, Snap stories were wild and now it's like Instagram stories I feel like are pretty like buttoned up, like for the most part people aren't posting anything like scandalous unless it's on close friends. And it's funny how these features not only are they like ripped off but they also become like more uniform, that it's like people's Snap stories in 2014 were like the wild, wild west. And now I'm like designing Instagram stories for my job.
To be honest, I'm so happy that this didn't exist when I was in college, like towards the end, maybe my senior year. But I am like, I'm happy that like Instagram wasn't big in Snap, and also the dating apps, like all of that. I'm just so happy that like I didn't have that. It's like a different world. Now I'm happy because it's all
I do. The thing is we had Facebook. And so we were fucking ourselves over on Facebook. I literally see all these things that I posted. I'm like, what?
It was the memories that Congress. Come up.
I could never do anything.
I've gone through so many photos and like untagged myself or deleted albums and stuff like Facebook. Oh my, like there are certain things that I see and I'm like, I know that I was like young and dumb, but still, why did I think this was... okay, even by those standards.
I don't know. And the whole Instagram, the new Instagram layout is killing me.
I mean, there was a tweet that was like, Twitter added stories because they saw Instagram like turned into a damn shopping plaza. We're like, come on over. It's a lot. I mean, I remember back in the day, we were all just talking about Facebook, like whenever there was a new Facebook layout, everyone would just like make statuses complaining about it. And I feel like we're in that age of Instagram.
Right.
Remember last year when Instagram did that update for not even an hour where you slid, where the photos slid, not even everyone saw it. And they got backlash like immediately that they like went back. They reverted back to like the original Instagram.
Wait, speaking of new features, because this one actually I feel like is different than anything I've seen. Have you guys seen voice tweets?
No.
It's a thing on Twitter. They like just recently were like gradually rolling it out. And now I think everyone has it. It's basically a voice memo and you can just post it to Twitter.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be dangerous.
I follow all these like randos on Twitter and I'll be like scrolling through my feed and it's just like 45 seconds of them like rambling to themselves.
Where
like,
do we get this?
Also, why? Like the point of Twitter is to just like scroll through and read what people are saying. I don't have time to listen.
Like I have a podcast on. I'm like listening to music. I don't need to hear something. So if you click on your tweet thing, like to make a new tweet, this is educational for everyone.
Let's go. Okay.
We go from Judaism to Twitter.
Next to the camera button, there's like some purple lines. That's a voice tweet.
Kay's going to be voice tweeting, voice fleeting up a storm.
Are you guys voice memo people? Because I feel people have very strong feelings.
I love a voice memo, especially like if I'm sending a text that's longer than like a few words, I'm straight into voice memos.
Every time I go to do a text, like, and you do the microphone, it's either you didn't press it, it didn't get it, it's like said words you didn't say. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for this. The point was to make it easier. And now I just have to redo it. But
actually, yes, I find that annoying too. If you accidentally turn your phone sideways and it rotates, it stops recording. And I'm like, I'm just like waving my phone around in the air. How is it?
Did you guys know also that, I feel like we're a new like forum for teaching people new things about like the iPhone. But
welcome
did
to your
you know that
class.
You can you can respond to specific text messages now?
Oh yeah, you can. You can reply to text messages.
You can, Dylan. You can reply to texts in a group chat. Uh-huh.
And so if you like press and hold on a message that somebody sent, you can hit reply.
Instead you know how group chats like blow up and then you've meant to answer someone up there. Wait, so you have
like, is it like mini threads or does it say specifically what you're,
has a lot. No. It's wild.
And it'll show you like from where you're replying to. It'll like draw a line. It's like a graph.
Is this what it feels like when your mom makes like an appointment at the Apple store for them to teach her how to like set up her email?
At the Genius Bar, yeah. Is this what it's like to be home for 9 months and now we're like, oh my God, becoming.
I love when my mom will be like, ask me something like very niche about her phone. And I'm like, I'm not like a computer programmer. I just know how to use Instagram.
This morning, my mom called me and asked me how to get on the Wi-Fi of her new computer. So I go, FaceTime me so I can see it. So she FaceTimed me so I can look at her computer and get on the Wi-Fi. I was like, oh my God, this is nuts. I can't.
Oh my God. I remember. Computer stuff like that is just a pain in the ass because your parents are always like exasperated. And if you don't have the right answer right away,
they're freaking out. My dad like couldn't get his email. And so we took it to Apple to the Genius Bar when all you had to do was delete a few. I'm like, come on. Inbox is full.
Wait, that's hilarious. I do have to say, because I am curious, what is your favorite feature of an app or app in general, social media?
I think mine, like, I really love my Instagram stories at this point. I just like, I have fun with it. It's way more fun for me to like post stuff on my stories than on my feed. Like, I just feel like it's more, it's like a living, breathing document.
I kind of use my Instagram stories as like a Finstagram, like stuff that I wouldn't put on my feed, but I want to put up somewhere and out somewhere. Like I kind of use
You have fun because like you like post pictures of yourself and stuff. Like it's, you are like having fun with it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like my Instagram story is like clown shit.
It's informative though. Like it gives me the news.
Yeah.
So we are all in agreement that we don't need any of the other apps. We're good with Instagram and their stories.
I do love Twitter though. Yeah.
See, and I'm a Pinterest girl.
Pinterest girl. What? Twitter is one of those apps where I can go like most of a day without thinking about it, but then I'll spend like an hour on it. Whereas Instagram, I'm checking like every 10 minutes. But Pinterest,
I'll open it up, close it, and then open it back up. It's a mess.
Maybe I'll get back into Pinterest. That might be a good like lockdown round two activity.
It's so good. It really does. When I need to create, it just gives me like different ideas and like it'll bounce. I'll bounce off myself. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I love a bouncy ball.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Should we like take a quick turn into the holidays?
Very quick.
Again?
Of course.
So Thanksgiving's obviously coming up, and I don't know about you guys, but I have like strong opinions about my Thanksgiving food, which I'm a little worried about this year because I'm spending it with one friend and because I'm not going home. And so I was like, are we gonna like make food? Or because I feel like Thanksgiving dinner is so massive. Like you can't just do that with 2 people.
Well, so I'm going to be with 3 people. It's myself, my roommate, and his boyfriend. It's just us. And we are cooking. My roommate is like decided to be into cooking for Thanksgiving this year, which is cool. I'm responsible for drinks and a pumpkin pie, which I feel like I should be able to handle.
Yeah.
But it is different because normally when I'm home, it's like if my mom is like taking charge on the cooking, like I'm happy to help with whatever, but like the burden doesn't fall on my shoulders.
Right.
See, I've exactly. always been that even growing up, they would be like, everyone's like, I always cook with my family, blah, blah, blah. My parents are like, stay as far away from us in the kitchen as you can. And like, we'll call you when dinner's ready. Now, I can eat mashed potatoes from now until the end of the year, strictly. Oh, same. That's it. I don't eat cranberry sauce. I don't eat stuffing. I don't eat turkey. I don't eat pies. I'm weird. I love mashed potatoes.
I like cranberry sauce, but only the canned cranberry sauce with no actual berries in it. I'm a psychopath.
No. Well, so I wish Jell-O. I knew. I wish I knew more about cranberry sauce, which is very simply an easy thing to learn about. But I feel like there's always an argument over cranberry sauce. Strictly.
You know, what's interesting, my family growing up, we didn't ever have cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. So it's not something, it's not a debate that I feel I can weigh in on. I will say one thing that my family does, which I think is, I don't know if this is like super weird or just like a little unique. We make this thing that we lovingly refer to as just pink stuff. And
pig or pink?
Pink.
Okay.
So it's like, you know how in, I don't like the 80s or something. I don't know when it's from. Like Jell-O salads were like a thing all of that. So no. Basically in like a bundt cake, like pan, you make, it's like strawberry Jell-O with frozen strawberries and Cool Whip. And like, it kind of all gets like mixed together and solidified.
You've definitely seen it.
So it's like a very like creamy, like custard, like it's like delicious, but it's not a dessert. It's a side dish.
What? Really? What makes it a side dish though? Because that seems like all dessert.
It's a side dish because we eat it with the meal, not during dessert.
So it's the time.
Just strictly timing.
That sounds like, I like that that's a family thing that you guys do on Thanksgiving. But do you guys do the marshmallows on the sweet potatoes? I've never done that either.
Yeah. That's a move.
We also didn't do sweet potatoes. I don't know. Like, we ate a lot of food. We do like green beans and like my mom makes biscuits, which are really good. And yeah, I don't know. It's like Thanksgiving food.
So
go ahead.
I was gonna say, if you can have three sides with your turkey, what would it be?
Mashed potatoes, green beans, and corn.
Okay, Sam. Literally,
corn.
Sam.
Corn
is my favorite. I can eat an entire like farm of corn.
Wait, did you guys have like creamed corn or like corn on the cob?
No, it's just like corn, canned corn,
like corn off the cob. Like corn.
We're all. I love this because we're all just realizing like how like bootleg certain things in our family were. I'm like, bootleg. Well, it's just Jell-O.
Or just Jell-O. I don't know.
I would say the biscuits for sure, which are just like heavenly because like shortening in them. And then pink stuff, of course, and mashed potatoes, I guess. Yeah.
Dylan, you should make that pink stuff for your roommate and his boyfriend. Like, you should do that.
You know, I don't think I have the right pan.
I feel like they would see it as a threat or something.
It's the
he
kind
shows
of food,
up with pink stuff and drink.
Hey, kind of I brought like pink stuff.
My brother-in-law, I remember when like he first started coming to our family Thanksgivings, it was kind of like, what's this? Like, okay, I guess I'll try it. And now
you're like,
he
it's pink stuff. But, like, sit down and eat it.
It takes a minute to like wrap your head around like, okay, this is delicious.
Right. I need to see it. So if you can have a family member send me, like, I want to see it. Okay.
I don't know if anyone's making it for Thanksgiving because we're all like separated, but maybe like around Christmas.
Okay. All right, cool. Speaking of that though, I was going to say, are any of you guys traveling, but there's nowhere to like even travel to.
No. So I'm from St. Louis. I'm in New York right now. It's like not close. I don't know. I'm like very conflicted about traveling next month already. And like, definitely not for Thanksgiving. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll be home for, home as in like, I'm where I am now.
Staying put.
Yeah. I'm not going home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, my birthday. So me and my roomies are going to be doing it up.
Get really close.
I'm just like, I'm very nervous because right now I've been like trying to pay more attention to like the case numbers and stuff. And it's like everywhere is like creeping back up there. And I'm like, I just don't want to be like, I don't want to be like that person who is like, it's not a big deal. And then there's like an outbreak in my family or something.
Right. Right.
It's hard to know.
Crazy time.
But whatever you're doing for Thanksgiving, hopefully everyone has a great holiday and stays safe and has some, whatever your favorite side is, no judgment here. Kay and Barry, can you tell everyone where they can find you before we go?
Yes, you can follow me at Kay York City on any account, and you should follow The Bachelor at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter.
And you can find me at Barry Rosenfeld on Instagram, also at Shop Betches on Instagram, and also Dylan at Bravo by Betches.
Yeah, you can follow me at Dylan Hafer on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And the Mention It All podcast comes out Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. In the meantime, guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow at Betches on Instagram, and we will see you next week.
Betches.